I'm Michelle Poblete, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme on North Korea, is Dennis Rodman our best hope? The United Nations Security Council quickly condemned North Korea's claim that it successfully had tested a hydrogen bomb. Larry Wilmore reminded us that personal relationships are often the key to diffusing these tense situations, which leads us to Dennis Rodman. He's known for being friends with Kim Jong-un. We are doomed, Wilmore joked. Listen to Punchlines for more from Wilmore and James Corden and Jimmy Kimmel on North Korea flexing its nuclear muscles.
Our next story comes from North Korea, the Sunsplash playground for the rich.
The United States has a new and powerful reason to worry about North Korea. The secretive nation claims it successfully tested its first hydrogen bomb.
Wow. Well, that definitely supersedes my prior worry about North Korea that Seth Rogen would make another movie about it. This has been Larry Wilmore's Catty Movie Comments, brought to you by Meow Mix. Meow.
Of course, the big news today is that North Korea has claimed that they have successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb. I know, well, don't start clapping, Reg. It's not a clapping scenario. It's a hydrogen bomb. It's 1,000 times more powerful than an atomic bomb. And the timing could not be worse. It's right after I booked my family vacation to North Korea.
I should say they claim to have a hydrogen bomb. In fact, the White House today said the evidence, you know, they got the shockwaves or whatever, does not support their claim. But the North Korean government released a statement said, nothing is more foolish than dropping a hunting gun before herds of ferocious wolves. Does that make any sense? What are wolves going to do with a gun?
These nuclear showdowns are often decided by the personalities of the leaders involved. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, nuclear Armageddon was avoided because President Kennedy knew how to psychologically work Khrushchev. And in the 80s, the Cold War ended in large part because of the warm relationship between Reagan and Gorbachev. Relationships matter, you guys. All right, so what do we know about North Korea Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un?
We don't know much about the leader. He's erratic. He's inexperienced. The most contact we've had with him is through Dennis Rodman.
We're doomed.
Meanwhile, after they made the announcement, the people of North Korea were like, this is great. Now can we have food and shoes?
Dennis Rodman was on Celebrity Apprentice, so if Trump becomes president, Rodman's probably our Secretary of State. No, it's true. At the least, the Department of the Interior. You know I'm not lying about that.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. And while you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.